We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
As part of Studio 12's continuing coverage of Aggie football camp, Will Johnson sat down with McKinley Jackson for this one-on-one interview. Coverage of fall camp is presented by Academy Sports and Outdoors. Have fun out there.
McKinley Jackson getting ready for the 2022 season with the Texas A&M Aggies. First, how's the summer going? Everything good? Feel good about going into this 2022 season?
Yes, sir. I'm feeling very confident. We've been putting in a lot of work, a lot of man hours, especially overtime at that, you know, weekends, late nights, early mornings. You know, I'm proud of what we've been doing, especially as a defense.
And when you think of summer work, I think the picture most people get is 7-on-7 skill guys going against each other. Yeah. The defensive line in the summer, where does that work lie?
I mean, working on, like, the same thing they're working on. It's just like, you know, we can do the same thing with O-line, but, you know, it's kind of risky. But, you know, because we bigger guys and, you know, our game is kind of quicker, faster, you know, more power. But, you know, we can get the same work in, like as an instance, like every time they're doing 7-on-7, we're doing some type of group work. Like, we're working on key work, key steps, you know, practicing everything. You know, practice doesn't make perfect, but practice makes, you know, possibilities. Like, we can, like, you know, get these repetitions down so when the game time comes, you know, it's nothing to us.
How key is the footwork aspect to it for you right now, for the entire defensive line?
Nah, I ain't gonna lie, it's phenomenal, especially guys over 300 pounds, like, guys footwork as we do. I want to brag, I think we got the best footwork, you know. We got the best footwork, you know, I didn't ever seen in a D-line room, but, you know, I think we can go elevate levels to our game, though.
Mm-hmm. You know? People will talk about what you lost on the defensive line. Leal, Clemens, Peavy. When you're a returnee, that means a lot to the defensive line. Yeah. How do you look at that when most people are going to discuss what the group lost?
Well, it was guys behind them that were ready to play, but, you know, they were overshined by those guys that left, you know. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't, like, blame them. Those guys that left, they were phenomenal. Mm-hmm. You know, they gave us that foundation of what we're building right now, you know. And we have young guys coming in, and we're, like, pulling them in, not, you know, trying to little boy them, you know, just bring them along with us. Like, we're one team, one heartbeat. So, you know, you're going to come with us. Like, we're not going to, like, oh, you a freshman, whoop the whoop. Nah, it's none of that. It's more so, like, you're my little brother, like, or you're a guy I see, like, I can play with you. Like, so I'm going to hold you around your neck and, you know, hold you accountable as a man. But, you know, I'm still going to, like, you know, take you in, take you under my wing.
Mm-hmm. There's a new defensive coordinator. Does that change anything for this defensive line, you and the group?
To be honest, it definitely does. You know, I respect the Elko and what he's doing right now. But for Durkin, you know, I love the vision he has for us, you know. And Durkin is a guy I can, you know, come to outside of football and just have a good moment with him, a good joke, or, like, you know, just talk, have a serious conversation with him. And Durkin's that type of guy. You know, I trust in what he does, his system, and, you know, I have full faith in it. You know, I'm ready to, like, I didn't do spring ball, unfortunately, but, like, from seeing it and seeing, like, what it can do, like, I know it can be something dangerous. So, you know, I have full faith in it. Like, you know, I'm just, I bought into what he, like, what he came here with. Like, he, you know, it's a new guy, so it's hard for new guys to come in here and just take control. But, like, the way he came in, like, it persuaded me to buy into what he, like, what he wanted to do.
Mm-hmm. And this 2022 season, you've played 2 years already. You've been solid on the defensive front. Is this your time for, I don't know if maybe stardom's the word, or you know, all-conference, all-American type stuff, but do you look at this year as your time to be that leader on the defense?
You know, every time I touch the field, it's my time, you know. It's just, like, maximizing my ability, like, not just, you know, like, this last couple years just been, like, you know, gets a whole drive. Start one or two games, but he plays every game. Nah, like, anytime I touch the field, it should be my time. Like, that should be the mindset for anybody touching the field. Like, no matter if you're a starter, role player, or whatever, just like a guy, just like, you know, getting a few snaps a game, it should be your time anytime you touch the field. I didn't look at it like that, you know. I just, like, in my head, I said, like, you know, when I touch the field, I'm gonna show up. Like, I'm gonna do what I need to do.
Mm-hmm. What motivates you? What drives you to be successful?
I don't need to be motivated. You know, I get up every day and do this. Like, it's what I love to do. Like, if you need a motivation in this sport, like, you already lost. I'm gonna be honest, you already lost. It's over with. If you need to be motivated in anything in life, you already lost. Mm-hmm. If you don't just get up and like do it, like it should be a sixth sense or second nature. Like, it's nothing. Like, I love what I do, and I do it to the best of my ability. I do it with a passion.
Routine's a key word, yeah, right? It's got to be routine.
Definitely is routine, you know. And I fell in love with the routine about, like, it's not, you know, this game is not hard. It's just routine. Like, it's consistency that matters. Like, if you're not consistent with it, or you can't keep finding a new love, or keep elevating your craft, then, you know, you're going to be a has-been.
Who's a teammate, defensive side of the ball? Maybe more than one. You can go more than one if you want. That impresses you.
I can go on and on about that, you know. I'm gonna start off and be biased and talk about my guys in my room. I'm gonna go with Isaiah Rakes and Shamar Stewart. Those guys helping me bring the group together. You know, I wouldn't be able to do what I need to do without those guys. You know, and we all have different, like, we are different caliber players. You know, but we respect each other game. We respect each other on and off the field. And the defense in room, you know, those guys, you know, they working with us. Like, you know, we one, they two, so it's the 1-2 punch. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we, like I said, over time, we spend with those guys on weekends and late nights, early mornings, you know, elevating our game to, like, when game time comes, it's nothing. I trust my – I have full trust in my secondary and my linebacker room, like, Edgerrin Cooper, Andre White, those guys. You know, I have full faith in those guys. Like, they controlling the defense, commanding and making the calls, you know. You know, we getting, like, we having more freedom now with this new scheme. So, you know, I have full faith in those guys going to lead us the right way. So all we got to do is just listen. Like if we're on the same page, there's nothing. Back end, like I said, secondary, I have full faith in those guys. And it's dipped in there. So, and all those guys, especially with the freshmen too, like, I done seen all of them, you know, between 707, you know, walkthroughs even matter. So I can see it in those guys' eyes and the way they carry themselves, the demeanor, like, they really care about this. Like, they're really locked into what we want to do, what we're bought in for.
Mm-hmm. Lousdale, Mississippi, growing up in Mississippi, yeah. That's kind of the heart of SEC country.
Yeah,
that's the middle of the SEC footprint.
It definitely is.
A&M joining the league, you know, if A&M wasn't in the SEC, would that have been a consideration for you to go to school and play football here?
Yeah, you know, ever since I've been here, you know, they lived up to everything they said during when they were recruiting me, you know. And I came to a place that really bought into me, like, looked out for me, you know. You know, I'm really happy with the decision I made. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't take it back for nothing.
All right. All the best in the 2022 season. Thanks for the time, McKinley.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right, McKinley Jackson right here on Studio 12.